In terms of finding live bodies, that's essentially over. It's partly because of the nature of the earthquake itself and the buildings. The buildings are, you know, easily collapsible. Unlike, for example, the Turkey earthquake, where there were pockets of air in the structure of the buildings, the ones that, you know, sort of fell, collapsed in this area, the High Atlas, they're made of just traditional methods. So basically, a lot of people just died instantly. So in terms of the relief effort, it's really finding dead bodies. And right now, a lot of the international teams have pretty much gone home. So now I think that the government and the population is turning to what's next. And what's next is immediately burying the bodies. And then the longer term question is, what's going to happen to these thousands of people who don't have homes or have really basic homes that they can't go back to right now because they're scared?
How do you think the ordinary Moroccans responded to this tragedy?
It was absolutely amazing, I have to say. It was very heartwarming. I mean, just for reporters like me, but obviously for the victims of the earthquake, people have been coming out en masse. I mean, you go to any place and there are these tent camps. Some of them are set up by volunteers. I met a guy who was a tour guide. He's clearly out of business right now because people are afraid to go to the High Atlas right now. But he's decided to, he helped set up a tent camp. Moroccans from all across the country are coming with busloads of things that people need, food, medication, you know, bedding, blankets, things to keep them warm at night because it's quite cold in the mountains. So it's been quite an overwhelming response, and that is very heartwarming for the people who really have nothing. People are also very proud of their government. They say, we can do it ourselves. Now, some of the relief efforts that have come in, offers like the French offer, were turned down for better or for worse. But there has been an overwhelming response of generosity. Whether it's going to last in the long term when people are going to be facing a hard winter is another matter.
Lisa, thank you very much. A pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much, James.